Loving you.
20 years ago, Angela Workman was touring with the legendary Ray Charles as one of his five backup singers, the Raylettes.
Friends, we gonna get the good up here now, all five. Here are the Raylettes right now.
20 years ago, I had the chance to interview Angela Workman, and I'd like to welcome her back to the program. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. It's hard to believe 20 years has passed since we last spoke.
I know. Just like fast forward.
Yeah, pretty much. So how long did you stay a Raylette after our interview in 1989?
Let's see. I was with Ray for 11 years.
Wow.
And I had met you just when I came out of college, and that was my first job right out of college, is to tour with Ray.
No kidding.
Talking about trying to find yourself traveling in the world.
That's true. Absolutely. Well, Mr. Charles died in 2004. So what have you been doing?
Oh, my goodness. You know, as a legacy to Mr. C, that's what we lovingly called him, he taught me so much, and I really felt that I was an apprentice to him. He would always give me, you know, different things on how to improve as a professional vocalist, and he would always tell me stories about how I have accountability to my public, and this is what I'm going to have to do. So it was almost like he had a sixth sense to see that I was going to go on to have a solo professional career, which that's what I've been doing. I actually recorded my first CD this year with the piano player from Spira Gyra.
Wow.
And it's called Moonflowers, Angela Workman Moonflowers.
Today we said our first hello. Both souls knew the miles our hearts had to go.
It gives a homage to Ray as well as just the collection of lyrics that I wrote while I was touring with Ray, what I was observing. So it's almost like my diary on the road set to music.
Huh. Did you have to take a day job?
I did. And you know what? For all the different performers that are out there, our economy is really tough right now. So it's almost like you need a supporting job to be able to support the arts that you do. I call myself a corporate entertainer. Because it encompasses so many different things. I took a position as a receptionist, and then that evolved into voiceover work and countless other things when my company would need vocal backgrounds for different people, for tree lighting or whatever. They would bring me into the fold. So I used the day job as a wonderful way of connecting to the public and making me a better performer and a better writer. Mm. It's just a different stage.
You know, the music business has changed quite a bit in the 20 years since we spoke. Is it easier to get your music to an audience these days, given all the platforms that exist out there now?
It absolutely is. It is so fascinating. It's just this amazing creative global highway. My album is on Amazon.com and iTunes, and it just allows me to be able to put my material out there without having to have, you know, label support. For so long, I was knocking on the door like, hi, you know, and they were like, well, we have so many people in this kind of genre. And I said, but I'm unique. And they said, well, we already have people. So this is an amazing and exciting time for solo artists like myself who can present their projects, you know, independently. And I'm very grateful.
Angela Workman, when we spoke with her 20 years ago on my very first show on Weekend Edition, she was one of the Raylettes with Ray Charles. And today she has her own album out called Moonflower, and she joined us from our New York bureau. Angela, it's great being in touch with you again, and thanks for helping us celebrate this 20th anniversary. Good luck to you.
Thank you, and happy anniversary, Leanne. You have given us so much, and we will celebrate more anniversaries to come. Happy anniversary.